You want to hear about the Grihastha Ashram. How many of you want to hear about Grihastha Ashram? Hare Krishna, except one. Hare Krishna. What is the specific question of Grihastha Ashram? Husband has to be devotee of Krishna. Wife has to be devotee of Krishna also. And husband should respectably earn money and maintain the expenses of wife and children. Husband should do nice sadhana and emotionally protect wife also. Not only give food and shelter, but give emotional protection. And the husband should give spiritual guidance to wife. Husband should be capable of giving inspiration and guidance for wife's spiritual advancement. And the wife should be very loyal to the husband. Ekanishta. Ekanishta means she should be mentally surrendered to the husband. In scripture it is mentioned that the husband is pati guru of the wife. He is the representative of Sri Gurudev for the wife. And in the olden days there was no need of separate guru for wife. Now we have separate guru for wife also. But technically if the wife doesn't have guru, it is all right. Whatever instructions husband gets from his guru are to be followed by wife also. And wife should be also a very great emotional support for the husband. Because husband goes out and works hard. Sometimes he has so many challenges, so many fights outside to maintain himself. So much of struggle is there. Sometimes he gets discouraged or he gets despondent, he feels sad. So that time the wife should encourage him. Wife should encourage him and give him sweet words. And with the support of his wife and love of his wife, he again can go back and keep his fight on with the world. It's not easy to maintain Grihastha Ashram. You have to do a lot of struggle. For that, the wife has to be always encouraging. Wife cannot say, what is this? What kind of husband you are? Look at that person. He is giving so many saris. He is having this kind of car. He has big house. Our house is small house. So, if this kind of talks are done, then the husband gets very discouraged. Everybody cannot become millionaire, right? Somebody has to be a poor husband. Somebody has to be a middle class husband. Somebody has to be rich husband. It's all because of karma. All of us want to become rich husband, but maybe because of our karma, whatever we are supposed to get, we are getting. The most important factor in Grihastha Ashram, there should be satisfaction. Whatever is there, if half roti is coming, one bowl of rice is coming, you should divide it and eat nicely. And never complain, because Krishna knows what is your destiny and what you are deserving, and Krishna gives. Most Grihastha Ashrams are unsuccessful because both parties are unhappy because of they want more and more and more. But once you learn the art of being satisfied and being grateful, and I am thankful to the Lord, what the Lord is giving me, and I am happy, whatever comes. I may not get Rasgulla every day, but I am okay, fine. What is most important in Grihastha Ashram is love between the family, love and care. The husband gives love and care, the wife gives love and care. Both of them give love and care to children. When both of them are very highly Krishna conscious, they create highly Krishna conscious children. Otherwise, if they are dissatisfied, fighting, arguing, then they create imbalanced children. The children who are already imbalanced in mind, they always have some emotional difficulties. Because when they see instability at home, in between mother and father, they become unstable mentally. So that is why we are transferring to our children our consciousness. If you are happy in Krishna consciousness, you can give your children happiness in Krishna consciousness. If you are not happy in Krishna consciousness, then your children will receive unhappiness in Krishna consciousness. It is very simple. So we should be, it is in saying in our language, Marathi language, that you know bed sheet in the night we cover ourselves. Looking at the length of the bed sheet, you should spread your legs. If the bed sheet is small, you fold your legs. If bed sheet is long, then you can make your legs long. So one should spread our legs as per the length of your bed sheet. So similarly, one should aspire for those things only which we can afford, and not aspire for those things which you can't afford. The biggest difficulty in Grihastha Ashram is comparison. My neighbor, that devotee, my god brother, see what he has, and we can't have. So this comparison, even if you are a millionaire, and if you compare with a fellow millionaire, you will be unhappy. If you are staying in a hut, you are a very poor man, and you compare with next poor man, again you will be unhappy. A simple thing, very simple. If your prime minister compares with Indian prime minister, he will be unhappy. Any level, if Indra compares with Vayu, he will be unhappy. If Vayu compares with Indra, he will be unhappy. If this Brahma compares with that Brahma of the other universe, he will be unhappy. So any level you go any level, if there is comparison, there will be unhappiness. And once you learn to be satisfied what you have, you will be happy. Like even among doctors, he is MBBS, and he will say how much practice you have, how much I have got, how many patients I get, or your wife is more beautiful than my wife and I cannot give this and you can give this. This kind of discussion of comparison will never give happiness to any grihastha. Ever, never, not possible. One should be happy and grateful for one what one has. And one should not worry about those things you cannot get. Like some people go to Badrinath, some of them can go to Joshimath and take a helicopter straight to Badrinath. And some of them has to get up in the morning and again take 6 hour journey on the road. Suppose you go together to Joshimath and some of you go by helicopter, and some of you go by road. If you are happy what you get, that I am going to get to Badrinath, then you will be happy. If your wife says, see, he went with helicopter, you are making me walk by road, then you will be unhappy. Ultimately, by going helicopter, you are going to see Badrinath, and by going bus also, you are going to see Badrinath. And you are basically happy to see Badrinath, then you will be happy only. Like that. Grihastha Ashram is a very, very powerful ashram. Because Grihastha Ashram, if it is followed properly, if you are a happy Grihastha, happy Krishna conscious Grihastha, then you can support all the three ashrams very nicely. Brahmachari, Vanprastha and Sannyasi Ashram, you can support. But if you are unhappy, then you cannot support anybody. All three ashrams depend on you for physical maintenance, and you as Grihastha depend on them for spiritual maintenance. So when you are a happy Grihastha, you can give them good support and they can give you good guidance. Like that. Any specific question in Grihastha Ashram? Srivas Pandit's example, you know, you have gone to Srivasangan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, I see you whole day serving devotees. When do you work? And when, from where you get your money? Such a difficult question he asked. But have you ever heard Malini, Srivas' wife, complaining, my husband is only chanting, he's not earning anything. What a useless husband I have got. I should have married somebody else. See, he's not doing anything, he's not doing any work. He's only chanting. Have you ever heard in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita? She's so happy, so proud of her husband. You have heard, yes, you have heard about Sushila complaining to Sudama. Sushila actually told him to go to Krishna because she felt bad about him. She was not complaining, what a useless husband you are. Not earning anything, not giving anything to me also. She had the same respect for her husband, even then, because he was a great devotee of the Lord. We hear the story of Kardamuni and Devahuti. I'll speak few minutes about this, Devahuti and Kardamuni. Such a fantastic example of Grihastha Ashram. What a disparity, what inequality was there. She was the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is son of Brahma, direct first son of Brahma. The controller of the universe as a Manu. Beginning of Sampradaya is from him. Such powerful, rich, opulent, influential personality. And his daughter was Devahuti. And she was so rich and so powerful from family background. So she was famous all over the universe. When she would play on the terrace of her husband's house, demigods will come in the airplane to see her, how beautiful she was. And sometimes looking at her beauty, the demigods will fall from airplane, unconscious. So much she was beautiful. She has never put her foot on the ground, ever. She was so much, to the princess, you know, carefully taken care by her father. When time came for marriage, her father thought that Kardamuni is best husband for her. And where was Kardamuni? She was in the forest, staying in hut, only chanting, no other business, nothing. Many days he would not eat. In days, many days he would just chant. And the king came with all his entourage, with the girl, to propose to that man, please marry my daughter. So her daughter didn't say, Papa, what kind of husband you are giving me? There is no food here. There is no clothes here. How do I maintain myself? She understood my would-be husband is a great devotee of the Lord. The real wealth that he has, which I actually want to have. And Kardamuni also, Swayambhuva Manu also know that the goal of my life's daughter marriage is to get her Krishna conscious husband. And she married him. She never said, what is this husband? My father was having 25 items for lunch and 50 items for dinner. You are not giving anything, you are only giving berries and roots. We have so many rooms in the palace. I never put my foot on the ground and I am walking on the stone here and barefoot. There is no happiness here. There are no friends here. There is no relatives. There is no my girlfriends. Nobody is there here. How wonderfully she adjusted with the husband's culture. How wonderfully, amazingly, she adjusted with the husband's culture from day one, moment one of marriage. Her father left her and went away. No servants, you know, no men servant, women servant, nobody to comb the hair. Everybody was there to comb hair, wash hair, massage, oil, scent, everything. Everybody just left and she was alone. She lost her feminine youth, beauty, her hair became matted. She never got time to see in mirror, nothing she got. But she was so happy serving her devotee husband. And it was not that Kardamuni had no power to make a house. After he finished his meditation, he asked, what do you want? So she says, I want to have a child. So Kardamuni, by his power, he created an aerial mansion, a palace in the air called Hava Mahal, which was 1200 square miles in size, and that too ever growing size as per you want. Many mansions, palaces in between, roads, ponds, waterfalls, so many servants, youthful body, lot of food to eat, opulence, everything was amazing. It is said 100 years they enjoyed together. But he had no attachment. Neither attached to the palace, not attached to the hut, only attached to Krishna. So this is ideal grihastha life. Even when she was in a hut, she was happy. Husband gave her Hawa Mahal, she was happy. One fine day left Hawa Mahal and again went to jungle. Again she was happy. She never complained anything. That is called as Lopa Mudra. Lopa Mudra means one who makes her mudra one with the husband's mudra. Her own mudra disappears in the husband's mudra. That is called Lopa Mudra. So when this kind of combination comes, na, at that time only Lord comes, or you get Krishna consciousness. Either Lord comes as your child or you become Krishna conscious. When a grihastha is happy and satisfied in whatever he has and he is Krishna conscious, he attracts Krishna in his life. If he is not happy, Krishna cannot come in his life. Only you can chant 64 rounds every day, nothing happens. So all of you, those who are already married or going to get married, make up your mind. You will not get more than what you deserve, and you will not get earlier than what you deserve. If at the age of 40 you are going to become a millionaire, today you can't become a millionaire. No preponement. And more than what you deserve, you cannot get. Whatever you do, you can break your head against a stone, but you will not get. That is the real formula of grihastha life. You will get what you deserve, and you will get what you deserve at the right time, what is supposed to be receiving. Not all the time. Yes, Prabhuji. You can come ahead, please.
When you were sharing about the satisfaction in real asana, so they are they are like role model. But in our case, there is a gap. So how we can practically from our level, because we do get this thing.
We do get what?
We do get this disturbed.
Disturbed. See, we don't expect us to follow Kardama Muni and Devavati as it is. What we are supposed to follow is the principle. What is the principle? There is disparity between the girl and the boy. Boy is a sadhu and girl is a princess. That's a disparity. In your life and my life, you may be from a rich, rich family, your husband may be from a middle class family. Same principle, no? Disparity. But in the disparity condition, how to live together happily? That is what is Krishna consciousness is all about. Happiness is a natural result of Krishna consciousness. So if you are unhappy, you have to become Krishna conscious to be happy. It's actually a very simple formula. If you are Krishna conscious, really Krishna conscious, then you are naturally happy in whatever is coming. Because Rasagulla is coming, tomorrow Dal, Chawal is coming. You will be happy because you are ultimately finding your happiness in Krishna, not in Rasagulla, not in rice and Dal. So we are taught in Krishna consciousness to be attached to Krishna and not to things around us. And if you are unhappy, then you need counseling to learn to be happy. But Srila Prabhupada said that chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He could have said chant Hare Krishna only. But to chant Hare Krishna and be happy also in chanting Hare Krishna and living your life is what is real Krishna consciousness. Not chant Hare Krishna and be complaining. Chant Hare Krishna and be comparing. Chant Hare Krishna and be fighting, arguing. You can do that, no? You can chant Hare Krishna and fight. Finish 16 rounds and fight with your wife. It's possible. As soon as chanting is over, fight starts. It is possible, no? But what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness? Meaning of Krishna consciousness is to find happiness in Krishna, in serving Krishna and being with Krishna's devotee. That is Krishna consciousness. So unhappiness is very common in life. Everybody is unhappy for something or other. Oh, I have a beautiful wife, but her hair is very short. I have a long hair wife, but eyes are not blue. You can always say that. And never you will find perfect condition in the material world. Never. So finally, you may not be happy, but if you are a wise person, you have to be happy in a given condition. Otherwise, you will be unhappy. Life after life, you come here, you will be unhappy. There is a guarantee of happiness here. You can take another life. Maybe do tapasya and I will become Indra next time. So I will get very beautiful women as my friends. But Indra is happy. Indra is most unhappy person. You know that? So all time he is worried. Who is doing tapasya down? If he is successful, then I will lose my position here. I have to empty my chair and go away. So much unhappiness is there. Illusion is there. Durvasa comes and gives Mahagarland and he is intoxicated with some apsara dancing, you know. And he is doing aparadha. And he falls down. Loses all wealth. I can guarantee you, Indra is more unhappy than you and me. I can proudly tell, I am more happy than Indra also. Honestly speaking, no exaggeration. Because we are lucky to be human beings. When you become big, na, your unhappiness also becomes very big. When you are small, your unhappiness also small. And you feel so big, but actually it's small. But you become big, then your unhappiness also becomes big. You become temple commander, more unhappy you become. You become president, more unhappy you become. You become prime minister, more unhappiness you become. It is how like this. Only Krishna consciousness, if you are Krishna conscious, then you can be happy. So if anybody is unhappy, how to become happy? Just preach, how to chant nicely, how to read, how to hear, how to serve devotees, serve Krishna. Because the real happiness lies in that only, nothing else. Happiness is not lying in anything else. It's a fact. However best things you like in the world, you get those things in the world, you cannot be happy. This kurta, when it is new, I'm so happy. After some time, I see somebody else's better blue kurta. So I feel, oh, I should have bought that kind of kurta. And one day, my lady will wash the clothes and she will brush it so hard, some thread will come out. And I feel, my God, now I can't wear this kurta anymore. The same kurta will give you some little happiness and lot of unhappiness in the future. My green kurta was stolen by my dhobi. It never came back. I gave for washing and it never came back. I'm still lamenting, oh my green kurta. So I bought another green kurta to forget the misery of that lost green kurta. I'll tell you, there is no happiness here. Believe me. Happiness is also in another thing. That is in relationships. If you have nice relationship with your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, your friends, then you will be happy also. There is another wealth of life to become happy. That's why we also stress upon having very nice Vaishnava relationships with the devotees of Krishna. So, to answer your question, unhappiness is not uncommon, it's very common. And to become happy, you have to be Krishna conscious only. There's nothing else. Nothing else can make you happy in life. The world is designed in such a way. Mam upetatu kaunteya dukkhalayam ashashvatam. No happiness. Yes, anybody else? Yes, Prabhuji. I already asked in the beginning. And you are asking me after half an hour. Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, आज वो अच्छे दिन है, महामंत्र जपने से आजाद हुए थे और भी कुछ मुक्ति का अंग है।
भक्त के अंदर इनका प्रश्न है कि अच्छे गुण कैसे आएंगे, कैसे आ सकते हैं जो भगवत गीता में बताएंगे। वो जो आत्मा है ना, हमारे आत्मा, उसके अंदर सारे गुण अवेलेबल है। नथिंग टू इम्पोर्ट, नो इम्पोर्टिंग, एवरीथिंग इज इनसाइड। सो व्हाट हैपेंस बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा, नित्यो नित्यानाम चेतनश्चेतनानाम एको बहुनाम विदधाति कामान, एवरीथिंग इज देयर इनसाइड। By chanting, you are just reviving it. Reviving means it's already there sleeping, you are waking it up. So when we chant Hare Krishna every day and serve the devotees and serve Krishna, that covered good qualities, covered, are washed off and then real good qualities come out. And to do that, we have to be with the devotees who have the qualities. All of us have the quality inside, but some of them are manifest, some of them are not manifest. So what we do is, we associate with those people who have those good qualities. You said Advaishta, one who is non-envious. Don't keep speaker on the ground. Speaker is the deity of the sound of the Lord. Speaker has to be always on the asan, always, wherever you go in the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, no echo. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, are you getting the answer? The answer is that by chanting Hare Krishna, you only revive the qualities which are inside. They already there inside, but by chanting Hare Krishna, they come out. They become purified and come out. And by associating with people who have those qualities, they come out. Krishna consciousness भाग्य पे depend नहीं रहता है।
लेकिन फिर भी हम प्रयास करते हैं खुशी होने के लिए।
नहीं नहीं, आप दो चीज में मिक्स कर रहे हैं, पैसा, मटेरियल अपीलेंस जो भी है ना, वो कर्म पे आधारित रहता है, भाग्य पे आधारित रहता है।
लेकिन हमारा भक्ति उतना दृढ़ नहीं,
भक्ति जो है ना वो कर्म पे आधारित नहीं रहते।
इन द बिगिनिंग अभी हम लोग का जो भक्ति उतना दृढ़ नहीं है।
नहीं, आपका प्रश्न आपने पूछा कि भाग्य, भाग्य बोला ना आपने, तो भाग्य जो है ना वो कर्म के ऊपर आधारित रहता है। वो भाग्य जो है वो उसका अलग हिसाब किताब है और कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस अलग हिसाब किताब है, वो दोनों मिक्स नहीं हो सकते।
लेकिन हम कृष्णा कॉन्शियस में है तो हम सुख और दुख दोनों अनुभव करते हैं।
हाँ, करते हैं ना,
तो हमारे पाप और पुण्य के
प्रोजेक्ट। सुख और दुख, आनंद अलग अलग चीज है, वही तो बताना होगा।
अभी हम सुख दुख का अनुभव करते हैं भक्ति में आने की वजह से, तो सुख दुख अनुभव हम पाप और पुण्य की वजह से अनुभव करते हैं। तो ये तो हमारा पहले कर्म का प्रभाव है कि अभी हम सुख दुख अनुभव करेंगे, लेकिन जो पुण्य की है तो सुख हम अनुभव कर रहे हैं, लेकिन पाप की वजह से भक्ति में आने के कारण हम जो हमारा पहले का जो पाप है उसकी वजह से अभी हम दुख का अनुभव करते हैं। तो इसकी वजह से हम जाने बूझे सब कुछ कि ये सब हमारा अपना कर्म की वजह से, फिर भी मतलब जानते हुए फिर भी हम सोचते हैं कि कैसे खुशी हो सके, कि मतलब सब मालूम है फिर भी हम।
प्रश्न क्या है आपका?
कि कैसे मतलब हमारा जो दुख है उस दुख में हम लोग खुश हो सकते हैं, मतलब भक्ति आने से कि कर्म के कारण से हम लोग सोचते रहते हैं दुख है, मतलब हमेशा दुख का अनुभव करते रहते हैं।
आपका प्रश्न क्या है? तो
जैसे अभी हम कभी कभी
प्रश्न पूछिए आप, प्रश्न
है कि हम जब दुख अनुभव करते हैं ना भक्ति में आने के, तो कैसे मतलब उसको मतलब ये मेरा कर्म है उसको मतलब मतलब दुख को से मतलब दुख मतलब इस दुख को मैं कैसे मतलब हटा सकते हैं अपने जीवन में
दुख और सुख दोनों टेम्पररी है नंबर वन सुख का भी शुरुआत है और अंत है और दुख की भी शुरुआत है और अंत है दोनों परमानेंट नहीं है इसलिए दोनों आपको शांति और समाधान नहीं दे सकता है सुख और दुख दोनों आपको जो आंतरिक समाधान है वो नहीं दे सकता है ये पहला बात समझ लो आप हम लोग को क्या लगता है हिंदी चलेगा ना कहीं हिंदी के इंग्लिश चलेगा हम लोग को क्या लगता है सुख मिलने से हम कृष्णा कॉन्शियस में आगे बढ़ सकते हैं ऐसा हमको लगता है ये गलत फहमी है सबसे बड़े गलत फहमी है जैसे कि आप ब्रह्मचारी हो आप टेंपल में रहते हो आपको लगेगा कि वो टेंपल जैसा हमको रोज ऐसा हलवा खाने को मिलेगा ना तो हम लोग अच्छा प्रगति कर सकते हैं क्या सोचें हम लोग क्या सोचेंगे गलत सोचेंगे कि वो जो उनकी कंपनी में काम करूँगा ना मैं अच्छा कंपनी में तो मुझे अच्छा पगार मिलेगा तो मैं अच्छा सब फिर अच्छा खाना खाएगा अच्छा बीवी को सुखी रखेगा तो फिर कृष्णा कॉन्शियस में आगे प्रगति कर सकेगा आपका और हमारा थिंकिंग जो है उसका प्रिंसिपल सेम है क्या भोग ज्यादा मिलेगा तो सुख मिलेगा तो उसमें मैं फिर अच्छा प्रगति कृष्णा कॉन्शियस में कर सकता हूँ अभी देखो अभी आप बोलेंगे पैसा ही नहीं है तो यात्रा में कैसे जाऊँगा वाइफ के पास साड़ी नहीं है अच्छी तो शादी में कैसे जाएगी तो कैसे हम लोग आगे बढ़ सकते हैं ये तो होना चाहिए ना सब कुछ ऐसा हमारा मन में एक विचार चलता है क्योंकि हम लोग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस को भी सुख और दुख के साथ जोड़ देते हैं कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस सुख और दुख के लिए नहीं है कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस आनंद के लिए है और आनंद जो है वो आत्मा की चरम स्थिति है परमानेंट नित्य स्थिति है और सुख दुख इंद्रियों की स्थिति है तो इंद्रियों की स्थिति को आत्मा की स्थिति के साथ मिक्सअप नहीं करना चाहिए सुदामा भूख से कांप रहा है हाइपोग्लाइसीमिया लेकिन फिर भी आनंद में है ये कैसे हो सकता है क्योंकि आत्मा आनंद का अनुभव कर रही है और शरीर रोग और दुख का अनुभव कर रहा है चाहे वो ब्रह्मचारी हो या ग्रस्त हो या सन्यासी हो सबके लिए ये प्रिंसिपल है सन्यासी बोलेगा अरे वो गुरु के पास कितना डिसाइपल है मेरे पास तो दो ही है तो मेरे को भी 100 डिसाइपल हो जाएंगे तो मैं भी ऐसा अच्छी तरह से मेरा सेवा पैर दबाएगा कोई मसाज करेगा गर्म पानी करके देगा खाना खिलाएगा थोड़ा सा डोनेशन लेके आएगा तो दो ही डिसाइपल है वो भी कंपेयर कर रहे हैं है ना और हम लोग रस्त भी वही कर रहे हैं और ब्रह्मचारी भी वही कर रहे हैं मैं तो काठमांडू मंदिर में है वो मैं अगर मैं बुटवाल में जाऊँगा तो अच्छा हलवा मिलेगा मुझे मतलब यही है मेंटेलिटी वही है सुख दुख का हम लोग सुख दुख का मिक्सचर हम लोग करते हैं आध्यात्मिक जीवन से वो सबसे पहले छोड़ देना चाहिए जैसे हम लोग अभी मैंने महाराज का एक लेटर पढ़ा ब्रह्मचारियों को लिखा था उन्होंने उनका क्लास हुआ था मंदिर में तो उन्होंने कहा कि ब्रह्मचारी आदमी क्यों बनता है या गृहस्थ आदमी गृहस्थ क्यों बनता है दोनों व्यक्ति कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस में दोनों रोल लेते हैं केवल कृष्ण को अपना जीवन समर्पित करने के लिए आप बोलेंगे कि मैं ये ब्रह्मचारी बनेगा तो कोई टेंशन नहीं किसी का जिम्मेदारी नहीं कुछ नहीं हलवा खाने का फसल मंदिर में रहने का सुबह उठने का घूमने का कोई टेंशन नहीं ऐसा सोच के आप मंदिर में जाएंगे तो आप मंदिर में जाके दुखी हो जाएंगे और मैं बोलूंगा कि नहीं अभी अच्छा बीवी रखेगा ना तो बहुत अच्छा खाना मिलेगा रोज मेहमान आएंगे घर पे बहुत रिस्पेक्ट मिलेगा गाड़ी में घूमूंगा भोग लूंगा जब चाहे तभी तो मैं गृहस्थ आश्रम में दुखी हो जाऊंगा दोनों व्यक्ति मंदिर में जाने वाला ब्रह्मचारी और गृहस्थ आश्रम में प्रवेश करने वाला गृहस्थ दोनों व्यक्ति कृष्ण की खुशी के लिए अगर दोनों आश्रम में प्रवेश कर रहा है तो दोनों जगह सुख मिलेगा उसको आप किस लिए क्या चीज कर रहे हैं उस पर डिपेंड रहता है अगर ब्रह्मचारी मंदिर में कृष्ण भावना भावित बनने के लिए जा रहा है तो वो आनंदी रहेगा और गृहस्थ आदमी शादी कर रहा है कृष्ण भावना भावित बनने के लिए तो गृहस्थ आश्रम में भी वो सुखी रहेगा आनंदी रहेगा ये सब ना इंद्रियों का और मन का खेल है और कुछ नहीं इंद्रिया मन हमको खिला रहे हैं अच्छी तरह से हमारे साथ खेल रहे हैं वो मजाक कर रहे हैं हमारे साथ और इंद्रिया हमें हमेशा बहकाते हैं हमेशा इसलिए क्या बताया गया गृह थाको वन्य थाको सदा हरि बोले थाको चाहे आप गृहस्थ हो ब्रह्मचारी हो सन्यासी हो आपका पर्पज क्या है मुख्य बोलो हरि 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 क्या बोलते उसको गृह थाको वन्य थाको सदा हरि बोले डाको वो मुझे भी करने हैं, आपको भी करने हैं। और जब तक हम वो भगवान का नाम लेने में ही संतुष्टि नहीं देखते हैं, तब तक आप भी दुखी रहेंगे गृहस्थ बनकर, और आप भी दुखी रहेंगे ब्रह्मचारी बनकर। कर्म किसको छूटा है, कर्म किसका छूटा नहीं है, लेकिन कर्म को खत्म करने के लिए कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस दिया ना आपको। मेरा अगर कर्म खराब है, मुझे दुख मिल रहा है और मैं ग्रस्त हूँ, और आपका कर्म खराब है और आप ब्रह्मचारी हो, दोनों का चैलेंज एक ही है और दोनों का उत्तर भी एक ही है। उसके ऊपर जाने का कैसे है? आप बोलो ना कि कैसे उसको निपटाने का है। एक ही उत्तर है, बाय बीइंग कृष्णा कॉन्शियस। देयर इज नो अदर वे। ठाकुर भक्त सिद्धांत जी बोलते थे ये दुनिया में केवल एक ही प्रॉब्लम है, लैक ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। ऐसा नहीं कि नेपाल के पास पैसा कम है, ये नेपाल का प्रॉब्लम है। भारत के पास में बहुत जनसंख्या है, ये भारत का प्रॉब्लम है। अमेरिका में बहुत लोग पापी है, ये अमेरिका का प्रॉब्लम है। ये कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, ये प्रॉब्लम का निशाना है। मतलब क्या? सिम्टम है, सिम्टम लक्षण है। प्रॉब्लम क्या है? लैक ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, लैक ऑफ गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस। और अगर हम मंदिर में रहकर भी लैक ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस है, तो मंदिर में रहकर भी दुखी रहेंगे, फ्रस्ट्रेटेड रहेंगे। और गृहस्थ आश्रम में रहकर लैक ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस रहेंगे, तो उधर भी फ्रस्ट्रेटेड रहेंगे, सुख नहीं मिलेगा। इसलिए इंद्रियों को क्या मिल रहा है वो देखकर नहीं चलना चाहिए, आत्मा के लिए क्या मिल रहा है वो देखकर चलना चाहिए। अगर आपकी आत्मा की पुष्टि हो रही है तो वहां आपको रहना चाहिए, अगर आपकी आत्मा की पुष्टि नहीं हो रही है तो आपको छोड़ देना चाहिए। ऐसा है, कभी भी ना सुख और दुख और कर्म को भक्ति के साथ में जोड़ मत देना, कभी भी मत जोड़ना। क्योंकि सुख और दुख को भक्ति में जोड़ेंगे तो आपकी जिंदगी भर जन्म जन्मांतर तक दुखी रहेगा, वो कभी सुखी नहीं रहेगा। तो कर्म तो आपको पीछे छोड़ेंगे नहीं, कर्म तो पकड़े रहेंगे आपको। अगर कर्म आपके अच्छे रहेंगे तो मंदिर ब्रह्मचार्य बनोगे तो भी आप प्रेसिडेंट बनोगे, हवाई जहाज में घूमोगे, क्योंकि आपके कर्म आपको दे रहे लाभ उसका। लेकिन उससे आप अटैच हो जाओगे तो दुखी हो जाओगे। सिंपल, जो भी हमारे कर्म में भी लिखा है ना, वो भी हम लोग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस में कन्वर्ट करते हैं, उसको कन्वर्ट कर देते हैं। अगर आपके पास बहुत सुंदर गला है, समझो अच्छा गा सकते हैं आप, तो आप फिल्मी गाना भी गा सकते हो और फेमस आर्टिस्ट बन सकते हो, या कृष्ण के लिए गाना गा सकते हो और कृष्ण को प्रसन्न कर सकते हो। तो अच्छे कर्म की वजह से आपका गला आपको अच्छा मिला है बहुत, उसका उपयोग कैसे कर रहा है उसके ऊपर आपका सुख और दुख डिपेंड रहेगा। अच्छे कर्म की वजह से आपको एक अच्छा शरीर मिला, अट्रैक्टिव अच्छी पर्सनैलिटी मिली, आप बोल सकते हैं, लोगों को इम्प्रेस कर सकते हैं। और वो पर्सनैलिटी अगर आप लड़कियों को इम्प्रेस करने के लिए यूज़ करेंगे तो आप नरक में जाएंगे। अगर वो पर्सनैलिटी आप अच्छे लोगों को मिलकर प्रचार करने के लिए यूज़ करेंगे तो भगवान के पास जाएंगे। तो कर्म का प्रभाव है, लेकिन कर्म को कैसे कन्वर्ट करना है भक्ति में, ये हमारे हाथ में है, ओनली हमारे हाथ में है, और किसी के हाथ में नहीं। हम उसको बिगाड़ सकते हैं, अमीर से अमीर आदमी का लड़का चर्सी और हेरोइन पीने वाला नशा वाला बन सकता है, या अमीर से अमीर आदमी भगवान का भक्त बन सकता है, जैसे कि हमारे आल्फ्रेड फोर्ड है जो मंदिर बांध रहे हैं, अम्बरीश प्रभु है ना, कितने बड़े अमीर आदमी है वो। ऐसे कितने दुनिया में अमीर आदमी है, एक अमीर आदमी जो है भगवान की सेवा में लगा है, भगवान की नज़रों में कितना ऊंचा है। तो उसके कर्म अच्छे हैं, लेकिन वो अपने कर्मों का फल जो है वो उनकी सेवा में लगा रहे हैं। और ऐसे बहुत सारे धनी लोग अमेरिका में बैठे हैं, वो सारा कर्म का फल इंद्रिय भोग के लिए यूज़ कर रहे हैं, अगली बार जब से नरक में भोगने के जाएंगे उसको। सिद्धांत को समझना बहुत जरूरी है कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस में ना, सिद्धांत जो है ना पक्का मालूम होना चाहिए, इसमें कोई गड़बड़ नहीं होना चाहिए। ABCD पक्का मालूम होना चाहिए, क्या ABCD कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस का है पक्का होना चाहिए, और वो नहीं है तो उसके लिए मेहनत करना चाहिए, पढ़ना चाहिए, संग करना चाहिए, सुनना चाहिए, और वो फिक्स करना चाहिए, ताकि आगे जाकर जब कोई समस्या आएगा ना जिंदगी में तो हम कन्फ्यूज नहीं हो जाएंगे। जीवन में जब समस्या आती है ना तो भक्तों को क्या सहारा देता है? फिलोसॉफिकल अंडरस्टैंडिंग, जो आपने सीखा है ना सिद्धांत, वो संकट से तार देगा उसको। अभी ठीक है, बिल्कुल प्रॉब्लम नहीं, सब कुछ ओके। संकट आएगा ना जब भी जिसका फिलोसॉफिकल बैकग्राउंड स्ट्रांग है वो टिकेगा और आगे चलते रहेगा, और जिसका वीक है वो भाग जाएगा। संकट आने पर। बोलेगा नेपाल में भूकंप आया, अरे क्या भक्त लोग ने खाली अपना अपना खिचड़ी खाया, बाकी हमको दिया ही नहीं, हमको तो नया भक्त था इसलिए हमको पूछा नहीं, पुराने भक्त लोग ने सब खिचड़ी खा लिया, तो भाग जाएगा वो, क्योंकि वो सेंटिमेंट पे आधारित है, उसका फिलोसॉफिकल अंडरस्टैंडिंग फिक्स नहीं है। भगवान के पास में खाली सुख दुख के लिए आया है, भगवान को सेवा करने के लिए और कृष्ण भावना करने के लिए नहीं आया है, इसलिए वो सुख मिलेगा तो टिका रहेगा, दुख मिलेगा तो भाग जाएगा, क्योंकि उसका सिद्धांत सही नहीं है। सिद्धांत सही है वो क्या बोलेगा, जो भी हो मैं मंदिर में खिचड़ी खाने के लिए नहीं आया था, मंदिर में कृष्ण की प्राप्ति करने के लिए आया था। फिर वो तकलीफ होगा तो भी वो उधर रहेगा, क्योंकि वो वहाँ पर कृष्ण उसको मिल रहे हैं तो रहेगा उधर, और वो खिचड़ी के लिए आया, हलवा के लिए आया, तो फिर वो हलवा बंद हो जाएगा तो निकल जाएगा वो। सिंपल, वेरी सिंपल, वाई वी हैव कम टू कृष्णा, फॉर एंजॉयमेंट, फॉर मेंटल सेटिस्फैक्शन और फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, अकॉर्डिंगली वी बिकम हैप्पी इन टेम्पल। आप लोग पूछो ना कुछ प्रश्न पूछते हैं। यस प्रभु जी, माइक टू माइक।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, हम लोग इधर आए आठ दस दिन से, खूब घूम रहे हैं, दर्शन कर रहे हैं और बड़ा बड़ा महाराज से लेक्चर भी सुन रहे हैं, और अच्छा लग रहा है। और क्या मैसेज हम लेके जा सकते हैं, जब हम कल परसों जा रहे हैं तो क्या स्ट्रॉन्ग ऐसे मैसेज लेके जा रहे हैं, जा सकते हैं कि हम जो आने से पहले जो हमारा मेंटालिटी था, जाने जाने के बाद हम लोग और स्ट्रॉन्ग और अच्छी तरह से हम भक्ति कर सकें।
मैसेज बताऊंगा तो ले लेंगे आप। ये एक ही जीवन हमारे पास में, ये पहला मैसेज है। शास्त्र में लिखा है बहुत सारे जन्म है, आगे भी जन्म लेंगे आप, लेकिन आपको समझना यही है कि एक ही जीवन है, आगे क्या पता है क्या नहीं है मालूम नहीं है, नंबर वन। और आपको इस दस दिन में जो मिला है वो सर्वोच्च प्राप्ति है। आपको लगता है क्या धूप है, क्या दो दो घंटा क्लास दे रहे हैं, कुछ उधर उधर जाओ खाना खाने के, उधर जाओ सोने के लिए, उधर जाओ रिक्शा से, क्या तकलीफ ऐसा लगेगा तो दूसरी बात है, लेकिन जो आपको मिल रहा है सर्वोच्च धन जो है ह्यूमन लाइफ का, वो हमको मिला हुआ है। और धाम में जो भगवत कृपा प्राप्त होती है ना, उसको बटोरना चाहिए, मतलब यू हैव टू कीप कलेक्टिंग इट। और जहां जाएंगे वापस आप ना, उसी कृपा पर आपको अपना जीवन चलाना है, उसी की याद में चलाना है, कृतज्ञ मतलब ग्रेटफुल होकर चलाना है। इस जीवन में मैसेज एक ही है कि बिना गौरांग और नित्यानंद की कृपा के बिना कुछ भी नहीं हो सकता है, वो कृपा करेंगे तो ही हम पार सकते हैं, पार हो सकते हैं। उनकी कृपा को हमने वैल्यू नहीं दिया तो हमको डूबना ही है। इसलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु के धाम में अगर आप आए हैं भाग्य की वजह से, कैसे पैसा इकट्ठा किया, कैसे कुछ भी आया, रजिस्ट्रेशन किया, कैसे भी करके पहुंच गए और कृपा लिया, वो जीवन का सबसे बड़ी प्राप्ति है, सबसे बड़ी। आगे जाकर पैसा का नुकसान भी हो गया तो चिंता नहीं करने का, इतनी बड़ी कृपा मिली है तो कर्म की वजह से ऊपर नीचे होता रहता है, वो छोड़ देने का उसे। लेकिन जो मिला है यहाँ पर कभी भूलना नहीं चाहिए। और भूलना नहीं चाहिए मतलब क्या करना चाहिए, भगवान का नाम बहुत अटेंटिवली लेना चाहिए घर में जाने के बाद, मोस्ट अटेंटिवली। बाकी सब कुछ, नाश्ता मिले नहीं मिले, बाद में कपड़ा मिले नहीं मिले, वो ठीक है, जो आगे होना देखा जाएगा, लेकिन सुबह उठ के आपको भगवान का नाम लेना है सबसे पहले। सेकेंड थिंग, ये भक्त लोग है ना जो आप बैठे इधर, ये बहुत दुर्लभ लोग हैं दुनिया में। मिलियंस एंड बिलियंस ऑफ पीपल आर स्टेइंग इन द वर्ल्ड, उसमें से कितने परसेंट लोग भक्त हैं? नेपाल में कितने लोग रहते हैं, उसमें कितने लोग भक्त हैं? हार्डली 1% भी नहीं है, 0.001% भी भक्त नहीं है कोई। सब लोग क्या क्या करते रहते हैं नेपाल में, भारत में, क्या बताएं। लेकिन सेकेंड इंपॉर्टेंट चीज है, जो भक्तों का संग मिला ना, ये कैसे भी हो, कोई प्योर डिवोटी नहीं है वो ठीक है, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, भगवान का नाम जप करते हैं, उनका संग में रहना चाहिए और उनको वैल्यू करना चाहिए, उनको रिस्पेक्ट करना चाहिए, उनके संग में रहना चाहिए, वही हमको बचाएंगे। वो कितना भी फालतू भक्त रहेगा ना, अगर आप मर रहे होंगे ना तो वही आके कान में बोलेगा हरे कृष्णा। प्योर डिवोटी ना होते भी वो बोलेगा ना तो आप भगवत धाम जा सकते हैं। तभी आप पूछेंगे नहीं, ये तू प्योर डिवोटी हो क्या, तो ही बोलना मेरे कान में, नहीं तो मत बोलना, है ना। हमको प्योर डिवोटी चाहिए। मैं प्योर डिवोटी तो नहीं हूँ, लेकिन मेरे को प्योर डिवोटी चाहिए। मैं प्योर डिवोटी नहीं हूँ, लेकिन पत्नी प्योर डिवोटी होना चाहिए। ऐसा है सब। तो जो भी संग मिला है ना, वो भगवान के कृपा से परफेक्ट मिला है। जो भी पत्नी मिली है भगवान की कृपा से परफेक्ट मिली है, जो पति मिला है भगवान की कृपा से परफेक्ट मिला है, जो बच्चे मिले हैं परफेक्ट मिले हैं। आपको एडवांसमेंट देने के लिए क्या जरूरी है, वो मिला है भगवान की कृपा से। इसलिए जो भी हमारे पास संघ है उसका वैल्यू कीजिए और भगवान के लिए ग्रेटफुल रहिए। थैंक यू। आप ऐसा बोलेंगे कि अरे क्या नेपाल में, वो देखो बॉम्बे में कितने अच्छे भक्त हैं, देखो अमेरिका में कितने अच्छे भक्त हैं, क्या डिवोशन करते हैं वो। नेपाल में क्या है, डिवोशन ही नहीं है ऐसा लगेगा आपको। लेकिन आप नेपाली हो, नेपाल में रहोगे, नेपाल में जो अवेलेबल है वो आपके लिए बेस्ट भगवान ने दिया है। प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड दिस, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। यहाँ के लोग बोलेंगे अरे क्या आप कितने भाग्यवान लोग हो, हम लोग के गाँव में मायापुर में क्या मिलता है, बॉम्बे में क्या है, भक्ति भी है और अच्छा ऑपुलेंस भी है, दोनों होना चाहिए। इधर क्या है गांव में, तो ब्रजवासी मिलते हैं हमको बोलते हैं क्या प्रभु जी आप तो इधर क्या वृंदावन में रखा है, आपको बॉम्बे ले चलो, बॉम्बे में देखो भक्ति भी है, पैसा भी है, सब है बॉम्बे में। ऐसा वो लोग सोचते हैं। बॉम्बे का आदमी क्या सोचता है, अरे क्या बॉम्बे में रखा है, ये न्यूयॉर्क जाना चाहिए, लंदन जाना चाहिए, इधर क्या है। वो देखो लंदन में गए, भक्त लोग इतना अच्छा भक्ति करते हैं, इतना गाड़ी में घूमते हैं, इतना बैलेंस बना के रखा है, अच्छा भजन भी करते हैं, मंदिर जाके ड्यूटी वर्शिप करते हैं। और लंदन का भी क्या सोचता है, क्या रे लंदन में रह के करना है, वृंदावन में जाना चाहिए, पूरा सर्कल पूरा करते सर्कल, है ना। हमको भगवान ने जिस स्थिति में रखा है वो स्थिति हमारे भक्ति के लिए बहुत परफेक्ट है। ये आपको समझ में आया ना, दुनिया में कहीं भी रहोगे ना, समुद्र के अंदर भी रहोगे खुश रहोगे आप, बिलीव मी, प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड दिस। तो जो भी आपको 15 दिन में यहां पर प्राप्त हुआ है, इसका सार यही है, जस्ट बी हैप्पी एंड ग्रेटफुल इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस एंड डोंट गिव अप योर ड्यूटीज। चैंट हरे कृष्णा नाइसली, बी अ नाइस डिवोटी, सर्व द डिवोटीज, दैट इज आवर मेन ड्यूटी। रेस्ट ऑल ड्यूटीज आर देयर, दे आर इंपॉर्टेंट, बट मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट ड्यूटी इज टू बी कृष्णा कॉन्शियस एज अ हस्बैंड, एज अ ब्रह्मचारी, एज अ सन्यासी, एज अ वाइफ, एज अ चाइल्ड, एज अ फ्रेंड, यू हैव टू बी कृष्णा कॉन्शियस। Is that enough message? Please carry the message, write down and carry to Nepal. Each moment here, each moment, not hour, not day, each moment is powerful enough to give you Krishna Prem in this place. Each atom of the dust is able to give you Krishna Prem, provided you take it, you want to take it. Then it will be available to you. And you only see, oh, I went there and no sweet got over. I reached at 3:00 and no sweet was there. They all got sweet. I did not get sweet. So again, why I am repeating this statement again and again? Because we have to first ask question, why I came to Mayapur? To eat Rasgulla I came here? I came here to get the mercy of Gaur Nityananda. If I don't get Rasgulla, it is fine. Am I getting Gaur Nityananda mercy or not? That is important question. I felt Kartik will be cold, but I come here and I find it so hot. So did I come here to enjoy cold? Ask yourself. Did you come here to enjoy cold weather? Then you can go to many other better places. Why you come here? So again and again, when you get discomfort, na, ask question, why you came here? Is that what you are getting? Yes. If that is I am getting, fine. Cold is fine, hot is fine, no sweet, fine, yes, sweet, fine, everything fine. If I am getting what I wanted, what I came for, then everything is fine. So first, make your mind fixed, what you want. If that you are getting, then everything is fine. But people come to enjoy picnic here, enjoy good weather here, enjoy good food here, enjoy good room, good relaxation. We don't come to dham for that. So yes, it was expected to be cold, but it was very, very extremely hot. Especially for you, when you are staying in Kathmandu in a cold weather. This is very difficult. For me also very difficult. And when I was giving lecture, two times I have become wet and dry, so much completely wet. So much water I have lost. But I ask only one question. Did I come here to enjoy cold? No. I have come here to accept the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that I am getting in abundance. So fine. I will go home and sleep after I go and get tired and get rest when I go home. But right now, I have to soak myself in the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What makes your yatra successful is your consciousness. With what consciousness you have come, that will make your yatra successful. That will make you happy and yatra makes successful. And we all have to make our yatra successful, not our life successful here, like comfort and everything. Make your yatra successful. Discomfort will be there here, who cares for that? Few days, you don't have to stay permanently here, few days here and there. Yes, Prabhuji. If you develop taste for the holy name of the Lord, if you develop taste for the katha of the Lord, and if you start appreciating fellow devotees, understand that you have received the mercy of the Lord Chaitanya. I would say, taste for holy name and taste for katha later. Have you developed appreciation for the fellow devotees? That is first. So if that is there, then automatically taste will come for the holy name and katha. But if you consider all fellow devotees are useless, you know, I don't like these devotees. What to do? I am Nepali, they are Nepali, so I am staying with them, but I don't like them. If you think like this, you have not received the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu mercy means you appreciate the love and devotion in each other, not your situation outside. So try and ask yourself, have you developed more appreciation for your fellow devotees? Have you started liking the holy name more than before? Have you started liking the Leela of the Lord more than the worldly gossip? That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Have you developed desire to serve more than before the devotees of the Lord and the Lord Himself than before? After going back, you feel like serving devotees and Krishna more than before. Then you have received the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, yes, you ask. Give microphone to him.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your association. And most of the time, we spend our time comparing our situation with someone else's.
And I think you came late in the discussion, right? You came late, na?
I came in the middle.
In the middle. So in the beginning, I spoke in detail about comparison. In detail. Yes, you can ask the question. No problem.
So we compare, and you said like, don't compare your karma with spirituality. So, how not to compare that karma with spirituality? Because so many times we end up comparing karma with spirituality, and we consider a person who is very great from karmic ways, and then he is such a great.
That is a disease, Prabhuji.
And then, if a person is seems like low from karmic point of view, then we consider that devotee, oh, very bad devotee. And how to maintain that attitude of self-improvement in this situation?
First of all, to think like this, if somebody is a big man and he becomes devotee, so he is a big devotee. And somebody is not a very good man, karmically, according to you, and to consider he is not a good devotee, that is a disease actually. That is called Dehatma Buddhi. That is called Bhavarog. That is called material disease. To see a devotee from material point of view. Rupa Goswami tells in Upadeshamrut, to consider a devotee higher or lower from the material point of view is a disease. And somehow we devotees have the disease. In temple also some rich guy comes and becomes devotee. Oh, we are all garlanding, Mahaprasad, everything, we are VIP treatment we are giving. And some simple person comes and he is a great devotee, but we don't value for that. Because we are conditioned. We are conditioned to get impressed by money, power, education, position, like that. But we actually should train ourselves, teach ourselves, learn ourselves, not to do like this. We are here in temple to value Krishna consciousness, not value riches. We may give value to rich people because they can do great things if they are devotees, if they are impressed or they are inspired. Then with their power, position, wealth, they can do much bigger service. That's why we give them VIP treatment. But in the heart of our heart, we do not worship their wealth and opulence. In the heart of our heart, we don't respect their wealth and opulence. We just try to inspire them to serve. But actually, we should value the fellow devotees who are staying with you in temple as brahmacharis, or fellow grihasthas who come to temple to visit, and we are simple people, but they are very good devotees. In heart of your heart, you should respect them more than the rich person who is coming sometimes in temple. We should be wise, but our heart should be with the devotees who are devotees of Krishna. I get disgusted actually when I see people, they respect educated devotees. Suppose IIT engineer, then they respect, oh, he's from IIT, he is an IIT gold medalist, he's become brahmachari now. Or he is a very rich person, but how nice devotee he is. But there are many better devotees who are not so rich. But because he is rich, we respect him more. That is a disease actually. That's not a good thing. We have to respect devotees for their devotion, not for their riches and background. The background will change, Your prime minister also change, in 2 years' time. So he is in power, he is not in power. Things are changing. He was in respect one day, he was now not respected so much. These are temporary things, this will go away. And the same rich man, he comes tomorrow and he comes to know he has become bankrupt now. His business is finished. Immediately you will stop respecting him. So respecting him when wealth was there and not respecting him when wealth is not there, both are disease only. We have to encourage him in that condition, encourage him in the poor condition also. We have to be equal. So what is most important is training in Krishna consciousness. That training is important. Becoming devotee is easy, but getting trained as a devotee is very difficult. In culture, in etiquettes, in Vaishnava behavior, that we have to get trained. It's like buying milk is easy, but boiling milk is not easy. That is difficult. Making it thicker is difficult. So we have to boil the milk. Like that. If you want to really make progress in Krishna consciousness, we have to learn to respect Krishna consciousness. If you start respecting in the name of Krishna consciousness, power, position, I respect him because he's president, I respect him because he's temple commander, I respect him because he's zonal secretary, I respect him because of that, then you will always be miserable. Because people will feel fine, today he's zonal secretary, tomorrow he's not the secretary. He'll change. He'll say commander today, tomorrow he's not commander. But he remains a soul and remains Krishna conscious. That is very important. And you have to respect that. And accordingly live our life. But it's general ho gaya abhi. Everybody, sab log aisa hi hai. Sab log abhi har jagah par jo amir aadmi hota hai, usko jyada respect dete hain. Padha likha hai bahut aur devotee bana hai, usko respect dete hain. Bhai hamare mandir mein na ek devotee hai. Wo na कंस्ट्रक्शन में वो भिखारी था, काम करने वाला, वो बोला ना ईंट उठाने का, पत्थर उठाने का, सीमेंट उठाने का, खोदने का, वो काम करता था वो. तो भक्तों का संग मिला और एक दिन डिवोटी बन गया वो. मंदिर में आके फिर वो इंग्लिश बोलने लगा. और बाद में उसने एक सेंटर खोला, उधर जाके IIT स्टूडेंट्स के लिए हॉस्टल बनाया उसने, बेस. वो सब पढ़े लिखे लोगों को इंग्लिश में पढ़ा, लेक्चर दे के डिवोटी बनाया उसने. अभी आप कॉन्स्टेंटली बोलते रहेंगे ये है ना, ये भिगारी था, ये सीमेंट में काम करता था, ऐसा आप बोल सोचते रहेंगे ना, तो रोग किसके अंदर है? उसके अंदर नहीं, रोग हमारे अंदर है. और कोई IIT का इंजीनियर है और जाके फर्स्ट क्लास लेक्चर दिया और बहुत लोगों को डिवोटी बनाया, बोला क्या डिवोटी है, IIT इंजीनियर है, क्या डिवोटी है, ऐसा बोलेगा तो वो भी एक रोग ही है ना. अल्टीमेटली वैल्यूएबल क्या है? वो है कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. कृष्ण कॉन्शियस है तो सब चीज को वैल्यू है, नहीं तो फिर एजुकेशन मनी पोजीशन आते ही जाते रहता है हमेशा, वो टिकता नहीं है। और कोई प्रश्न है?
How to maintain the self-improvement attitude?
By associating with devotees who are always maintaining self-improvement attitude. Those who are always interested in making advancement in Krishna consciousness, be with them, associate with them. Respect everybody, but associate with those people who are always eager to make progress in Krishna consciousness, who are always eager to get corrected and improve. Be with them. All are not like that, even in devotees. Only few are there who are ready to take sauce and make improvement, you know, ready to hear scolding and get improvement, who remain humble to improve in Krishna consciousness. Find them out and associate with them. Rupa Goswami has said you have to always search for good association. It doesn't come automatically. You have to go and search for a good association and stick on to that association. Then you'll make progress. Any more question? I think we should go for the lecture. I'm extremely happy to see so many of you come to Yatra actually. And I'm also happy to have the opportunity to help you into your registration. And I was very, very, very happy and grateful that somehow at the right time I got to know and I could do the needful. And this is a very rare opportunity. I can tell you that. What satsang is happening there, na? It's extremely rare satsang because I have been here for 35 years now. And what has been being discussed now, what is being discussed there, what kind of association is happening is very, very, very rare assembly. Not because my Gurudev is giving association. But the topics which are being discussed are not discussed commonly everywhere. Only here in Dham it is discussed, in this holy land of Mayapur, in the company of 6,000 devotees, it is big possible. We go to Bombay, Chowpatty, anywhere, we discussed many things else, nice things we discuss. But what is discussed over here is very rare actually. So we have to hear it with full attention, full concentration and dedication, not sleeping. Attentively hear and grasp it nicely. But this is going to last long in your life and nourish you for a long time. Like it is said, if you eat amla in the winter season, for whole the year it gives you health. You have to find it in winter and keep taking it. Even if you take for 1 month, 2 months, it will give you health. If you do exercise and yoga in the winter season, it will give you health for the whole year. So like that, the discussion that is happening over here, it can nourish your Krishna consciousness for long number of years. Long number of years. So when you go back, you go to internet, download and everything and keep hearing it again and again when you go back. It's all there internet. It is going to be available. It's already available on internet now also. Go back and hear it again. Again and again and again. When life will put you in difficulties, in distress, in troubles and tests, that time this remembering, this what you heard here, again remembering will help you. Will give you strength to fight those difficulties and be blissful also. Whatever association we have received here is the greatest of fortune. It can deliver you from all miseries in the future. If you really stick on to association, keep hearing again and again and meditate and assimilate and try to concentrate again and again, meditate on that, then that will nourish you for whole life. One yatra will be enough to nourish your whole life, if you really take it that way. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Nityananda Prabhu ki, Sri Gaur Mandal Dham ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam.